her homeless coworker came begging.
Did you agree to rent a room to him?
Yes, I did.
She never said anything about rent. She heard that I was living in my car.
You had a job. You were working.
Then came regret.
So he moved in with his fiance?
She came and went.
You had two dogs?
Yes, Your Honor.
And enough was enough.
She needed money to pay her bankruptcy, and she started crying about money. I was forced out by the police.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Layla Smith is suing her former co-worker, Jordan Parker, for unpaid rent, property damage, and threats.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 219 on the calendar, in the matter of Smith versus Parker.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parker has been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Smith, I gather from your papers that you and the defendant worked together as security guards for a short period of time.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the defendant said he had lost his place to live, and could you rent a room to him or something for a short period of time? When was that?
That was May 31st, 2017.
What kind of premises do you live in?
I own my own house. It's a ranch-style house.
Who else lives with you?
Just myself, ma'am.
Did you agree to rent a room to him?
Yes, I did.
For how much?
$475 a month.
When did he move in?
He moved in on May 31st and June 1st.
Did he pay you any rent?
He paid me half of June's rent.
So far, is that correct?
No, ma'am.
When did you move in?
Well, May 30th, she never said anything about rent. She heard that I was living in my car from a coworker. Me and my dad were not on good terms, so that's why I left his house, was living in my car. And she heard this from a coworker, so...
Well, you can't tell me what she heard. All you can tell me is what you discussed with her. You can't tell me what she heard. So on May 30th, go ahead.
So she had explained to me that she had two open rooms. She just had her two roommates leave and that I could stay with her until I got on my feet.
Well, Mr. Parker, if you have two roommates, which means that you are renting rooms, why would you think that she would just let you move into her house, use electricity, use water, use whatever? You had a job without paying rent. You were working. Why do you think that I would believe that she would say to you, met at work, so you were both working? And you were perfectly fine. You lost your place to live. We needed a place to live. She said, I just lost my roommate. And you said, fine. You're telling me that she didn't say that the rent was $475 a month?
She said not to worry
about it. I don't believe it. And you want me to believe that you didn't give her any money? So is that what you're telling me? That you didn't give her any money when you moved in?
I did not. I only gave her money, Your Honor, whenever she had asked for...
All I'm asking you is you didn't give her any money when you moved in. She says you gave her half a month's rent. I want to know, in deciding this case, did you or did you not give her half a month's rent?
I did not give her any money.
Okay. Gave her zero money. Right. Did you live there the month of June?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Then you owe her $475 for the month of June. Did you live there the month of July?
Yes, I did.
And you gave her no money?
I gave her money twice, Your Honor, whenever she had explained that she was bankrupt and that she needed money to pay her bankruptcy, and she started crying about money.
How much money did you give her?
I gave her over $500, Your Honor.
When?
I believe it was the 28th of June. I gave her $250.
628. You gave her how much?
$250.
And then?
And then in July, I gave her $275.
Did he give you $250?
Yes, ma'am.
Did he give you $275?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. $525 so far. Did you give her any other money?
Did you
live there in August?
In the very beginning, Your Honor.
In the very beginning, what constitutes the very beginning to you?
Till about the 10th or 12th.
Then you lived there in August. So you owed her another $475. That's $475 times 3 equals $1,425 minus the $525 that you gave her equals $900. And then you left, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in addition to the $900 that he owes you for rent, tell me what property he damaged.
There was a butler table that was damaged. The leaf had been sheared completely off.
Where was it?
In his room. I was letting him use some of my furniture because he had nothing with him. And the butler table was damaged. His fiance, ma'am.
So he moved in with his fiance?
She came and went. She still lived at home with her parents.
Okay. She was a visitor.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I see a picture of the table?
Yes, ma'am.
What? Look at me. What happened to the table?
Her cat, Zoe's the only female cat, and she got spooked by one of the male cats, and she ran in there, and it broke.
Her cat broke the table?
Yeah.
You had two dogs?
Yes, Your Honor.
I've had both cats and dogs. I don't remember my cats, and I've had a lot of cats. I don't remember my cats doing that kind of damage.
The table was very old, Your Honor.
I still don't remember my cats doing that kind of damage. Okay. What else?
His dogs had used the bed that they were sleeping on as a bathroom. It destroyed the mattress completely. I can no longer use that mattress. I have pictures of that.
I see it.
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of dogs did you bring in?
Labrador.
You didn't come with the Labrador.
No, Your Honor.
You brought it in to the house?
Yes, it was hers.
Later?
It was hers. And Layla agreed that...
But she's not. Wasn't living there. She was living home. And she would come and go. What else?
One of the dogs came in with worms, so it was unvetted. So I have to get my carpet cleaned.
You mean the dog used the carpet as a...
Yes.
As a potty?
Yeah.
You have a bill for that?
Your Honor, her carpets were already destroyed due to her six cats. She was only allotted three animals in the city of St. Charles.
So what did you bring two more dogs in for? What did you bring two more dogs in for? If she was already past the legal limit and you're using that as an excuse, what did you bring two more dogs in for?
If I'm a separate resident in St. Charles County, I'm a separate resident. We both live
just
at that address.
You told me a minute ago you weren't a resident. You told me a second ago you weren't a resident.
I told you that she said I could stay there.
That doesn't make you a resident. That makes it until you get on your feet. You weren't a tenant. That's what you told me a moment ago. Okay, so far you owe $900 for rent, $250 for a mattress. Zero, five, 11. Do you have a bill for the carpet cleaning?
No, ma'am.
Then you don't get anything for the carpet cleaning.
$1,150.
Did you just hear what I said? I said you owe $900 for rent and $250 for a mattress that your dog made all over.
I don't owe her any rent because she said that...
Listen to me. I don't care what you say. I've just ruled. She had a perfectly fine house before you moved in there with your girlfriend and two dogs that you had no control of.
May I ask you a question?
No, I don't answer your questions. What property do you claim that she has of yours? You said she has uniforms of yours.
She has two full-set uniforms,
okay.
Your Honor.
Do you have his uniforms?
No, ma'am. He packed them up and took them out with him. And I have a witness to that.
He says that he had two uniforms.
They were left there when I was forced out by the police.
He took them.
You don't have them?
No, ma'am. And I have pictures of his closet being empty.
Well, that is very, very easy. But you don't have the uniforms?
No, ma'am.
Do you have bills for the replacement of the two uniforms?
I do, but not with me.
Well, where did you think you were going today? To the beach?
Your Honor, I have pictures of what they cost.
Listen to me. That's not what I asked you, sir. You need the uniforms, according to your answer, because you use them for work.
I use them for military, Your Honor.
Right. And if you use them for military, which you get paid for, correct?
I only get paid $250 a month.
I don't care what you get paid. You get paid for them, which means that you have to buy the uniforms, right? And if you say that she kept your uniforms, what I want to see is not the bills for the uniforms. I want to see the receipt for your replacing the uniforms, because you had to have replacement uniforms. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. Glad you understand. $1,150, judgment for the plaintiff. Counterclaims dismissed. We're done.
Your Honor, I have a countersuit.
I just dismissed it. The only thing I was hearing is about your uniform, sir. I asked you for one piece of evidence for the uniforms. You know what that was? A receipt for the replacement of your uniforms. You said I didn't bring it with me today.
And I said to you,
where did you think you were coming? To the beach? Lady let you come into her house and you abused it. We're done here.
Why is our excuse? You may step out.
Well, I'm happy she rolled in my favor and I learned a lesson. Always double check who you let move in with you.
It turned into such a bad situation because she, you know, I was living in my car. Obviously, she knew I had no money.
Fighting with his girlfriend constantly. The neighborhood association got on me.
They were only verbal.
Not paying rent. It was just a mess all the way around.
But that makes no sense because she said not to worry about rent.
Have everything in writing, because if it ain't in writing, it didn't happen.
You know, you can't trust anybody in this world.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Benjamin versus Sheely. Step forward.
Reginald Benjamin is suing his former tenant, Jennifer Sheely, for unpaid rent and stolen property.
Mr. Benjamin, the defendant was your tenant.
That's correct.
And it is your claim that she didn't pay rent during the time she was there. She owes you for rent. And that she also took appliances when she left the premises that you had purchased.
That's correct.
Ms. Sheely has a whole bunch of excuses, so I'm just going to start getting some facts from her. When did you move into Mr. Benjamin's house?
Well,
month and year?
Month and year. July 2016.
Prior to moving into Mr. Benjamin's house, where did you live?
It's another house that I had moved into, and it had flooded.
Just a second.
Okay.
You lived in another house?
Yes.
In what city?
Jacksonville, Florida.
How long did you live in that house?
4 years.
Who did you live there with?
My kids.
How many?
I have 4 children.
What happened to that house?
A storm had came, and it had started getting bad in the backyard. The back of the house started, like, kind of going down, and they weren't trying to get it jacked up, because in Florida, they're below sea level, so you have to get the houses jacked up every now and then. They weren't trying to do it, so I had fulfilled my lease, and, like, a month before my lease was over, I paid that month's rent, and I had
to... All right, so let's move on to July.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. July of 2016, is that when she moved in?
July the 1st, 2016.
16. And did you have a lease?
I did have a lease. However, the plumbing was distorted throughout the house.
You're talking about Mr. Benjamin's house?
Mr. Benjamin's house.
Then you don't move in.
Exactly.
Just a second. Then you don't move in.
Mm-hmm.
But you did move in. But you did move
yes,
in.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. And you lived there with your 4 children in July?
No, ma'am.
Where did you live in July?
In the motel that he provided.
And did you pay rent?
Yes, I paid. Okay.
You paid rent in July.
Okay.
How much?
$1,750, but the situation at the house, the carpet and everything was messed
Listen
up.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I don't want you to tell me what was wrong with the house.
Okay.
It's a free country.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the house, you don't move in.
Right.
You don't take the house.
Right.
Let's start. You paid rent in July,
mm-hmm.
and things weren't to your satisfaction. Mr. Benjamin used your rent money to pay for a motel, or he paid for the motel himself?
He paid for the hotel himself. The money that I gave him, he used to get the floor fixed, which me and my family,
okay.
It was paying for it.
Just a second.
We paid for us to live in.
How much did she pay you when she moved in?
$400 for a deposit, $850 for the first month rent.
Okay. And when did she go to a motel with her children?
It was approximately 8 July and checked out 11 July. It was just for that weekend.
Did you pay for that motel?
Yes, I did.
And tell me why she had to go for a motel that weekend.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What appliances did she take?
The stove and the refrigerator.
Now he had crackheads, neighborhood crackheads working at the house. They took that stove and refrigerator. What I'm gonna do with that? get professional people.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Reginald Benjamin says former tenant Jennifer Shealy owes for rent and stolen appliances.
Now, tell me why she had to go for a motel that weekend.
She called me and told me that the plumbing was bad and it was very, very stink in the house, that she couldn't bear it. So that's why I put her in the motel while I sent a plumber out there to fix the problem. And he did fix the problem that weekend.
What was the problem?
He said it was backed up.
Okay.
Plumbing was backed up.
Okay. So now you have 0, 5, 8, and 4, 12. $1,250 is what she gave you in July.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you move out of Mr. Benjamin's house, Miss Shealy?
I moved out the day after Thanksgiving when my house was a shootout. Oh, okay. You asked me.
I said, when did you move out?
Okay, November 26, 2016.
So you were there August, September, October, and November, four months. Did you pay rent in any of those 4 months, August, September, October, and November?
I paid him rent in September. I gave him rent. But that's what I was trying to tell you. The money that I gave him in the beginning, we did the work for the house. So that paid our work paid for the house. He's trying to... I kept giving him money. And he had... The house, my kids were getting sick. It was mildew.
Miss Shealy, listen to me.
You don't care?
No.
Okay.
I want to know, you lived in his house for 4 months.
Right.
What I want to know is of the 4 months, July, August, September, October, November,
well,
5 months, we've already accounted for July.
Okay.
And the rent was $850 a month.
Right.
And you paid for July.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 4 months that you lived there, how many times did you give him $850?
I gave him once.
Once?
Yeah.
In what month?
In September for October's rent.
Okay.
Well, because the work that I did paid for August and September. So while he's sitting up here trying to do all this, like,
this was a
mutual agreement. Like, he bringing me
Show
to
me.
Court. I can't. It was something we discussed. Like,
okay.
he got paperwork, so it's whatever.
Okay. What appliances did she take when she moved out?
The stove and the refrigerator.
Do you have receipts for that?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see.
Them crackheads you had working for you, that's who took your refrigerator and stove.
I didn't hear you.
Now, he had crackheads, neighborhood crackheads working at the house. They took that stove and refrigerator. What I'm gonna do with that? get professional people.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The whole reason why I moved out is because my house got shot up. My police report is right here.
I don't need to.
You don't need to? I'm saying this is enough. That's enough said. Them documents right there is my kid's safety. Why would I furthermore endanger them? You crazy.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Reginald Benjamin says former tenant Jennifer Shealy owes for rent and stolen appliances.
Who's Matt?
That must be the guy that works at the Eubanks Appliances.
Must be a crackhead.
How many months' rent does she owe you?
7.
When did she move out?
I got 3 phone calls the middle or the end of January of this year.
Yes.
That she was moving out. 3 phone calls from neighbors.
Where did you move when you moved in November? Miss Shealy? Pay attention. Where did you move to when you moved out, according to you, November 26th?
I moved to an apartment.
Give me the address of the apartment.
1717 Jacksonville, Florida, 32254.
Great.
Yeah.
And who is the management company?
Let's get it. It was another private owner.
Give me the name of the owner that you would call.
Ms.
And the
Carter.
Phone. Just listen. And the phone number. Listen. No. And the phone number of the owner so that I can check to see when you moved in. If you moved in December, great. He says you were still living there in January. Fine. So who is the owner of 1717 that you pay rent to?
It was Ms. Carter. I don't know her
phone number.
Name. I don't know her number. I wasn't knowing I was going to have to provide that for you.
Well, you go get your phone and give me the number.
I got my phone, but I don't stay there
anymore.
No. It was a 6-month lease that I signed. I can try to look it up. I would like to speak freely while I'm doing 2 things at once.
No,
I know how to do that.
I
have 4 kids.
I'm waiting for you.
Okay.
I just want to know on what date you moved into 1717.
The whole reason why I moved out is because my house got shot up. My police report is right here, November 26th. Why the hell would I take my kids back there? Crazy as hell. I'm providing that for you. I'm still looking on. I need you to look at that, though, because I have 4 kids.
I don't need to look
at it. You don't need to? My kid's safety was in question?
No, if you moved out November 26th.
I'm saying this is enough. That's enough said. Them documents right there is my kid's safety. Why would I furthermore endanger them? You crazy.
Just give me the phone number of the landlord where you, of 1717, where you moved in December.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Just give me the phone number of the landlord of 1717 where you moved in December.
It's a place called Honorable Citizens. I can't pull it up because I apparently...
Honorable Citizens, what is that?
It's a company that helps people with bad credit get back on their feet. And it gives them second chances, like a second chance.
I just want the owner of 1717.
I just gave you the name of the realty company. So what more? I mean, I can't provide you with the number. I don't know it. I don't know it. Somebody.
You said you lived there for 6 months. What did you pay rent to?
I went there. I didn't call them. What I need to call them for? I'm bringing the money.
Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $38.30. That's the cost of the appliances and 4 months' rent. We're done. Thank you.
Pardon your excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A rental was slithering with trouble.
I wasn't even there a month.
And you were moving out because?
There were snakes in the basement.
You want your property back?
It might have snakes in it, so I don't know about that.
Judge Judy.
Because she left without paying me the rent. And didn't leave a forwarding address.
My mom's sick and my kids, I have 4 small kids, and bullets rang. His house was shot up.
I contacted a lawyer, and even the lawyer couldn't find out where she was. So evidently she was trying to just leave without paying.
Deadly missiles, shot into occupied dwelling with minor children.
Yes, there are some bullet holes in it. Yes.
I mean, I tried to make that house a home, and it was destroyed. It was already raggedy and nasty, but I cleaned it up and I made it something it wasn't.
Well, she didn't pay the rent, and she kept making excuses after excuses until I got tired of the excuses and decided to take it to court.
So, I mean, it is what it is. God bless him.